Since October, Sonoma County Wildlife Rescue has been home to a couple of young male beavers, a little more than a year apart in age.
One of the beavers was actually attacked by other beavers over territorial issues over in the Susan area. And then another one of the beavers came from the Sacramento Valley area. And we don't know what his story is. He was just orphaned.
Doris Duncan, director of the nonprofit shelter near Cotati, says hosting their first ever beavers has been educational.
I learned that they eat a lot, and it's very expensive. They only like tubular vegetables, things like beets and sweet potatoes and yams. They're very intelligent. It's just been really fascinating to watch them.
Because they came from different areas and were different ages, getting the two beavers acquainted with each other was a gradual process, explains Animal Care Director Danielle Matos.
Well, we introduced them really slowly. First, we took scents from each of their enclosures and swapped it so they could smell each other. And then we moved them so that they could see each other through wire, but couldn't actually contact each other. And when we put them in together, it was really uneventful. They kind of just sniffed each other and ignored each other for a while, and then eventually they started nesting up together.
But, Matos adds, it hasn't been just the two animals getting to know each other.
They're a lot bigger than I imagined. I had never seen a beaver in real life. They chew a lot. I kind of figured that they would, but it's even more than I had thought. They swim in their pond a lot at night and early morning. We feed them lots of sticks, and they spend a lot of time stripping the bark off of the branches, and they sleep a lot. They're just really neat. I really like the sounds they make. They kind of remind me of like what a whale would sound like. Like, kind of weird noises like that.
The beaver's residency at the rescue compound is only temporary. Eventually, they will be returned to the wild, but there's a precondition.
A lot of people say you need to keep them till they're two, and we have other opinions that say just until they could build a lodge. So right now we're trying to see if they have the skills to build a lodge. It's definitely something they have to do before they can be released.
And these two are at a disadvantage, notes Duncan.
They stay with their mothers up to 3 years. When we got our first one, he was only 4 months old and never knew anything. So the one that's a little bit older, he's about a year and a half, is kind of teaching the younger one. I would compare him to maybe a 16-year-old trying to teach a 3-year-old how to do something.
Over the weekend, she adds, the staff took steps to help that process along.
We've got them a whole truckload of willow trees and limbs and put branches everywhere. So on Sunday morning, I woke up about 4:30 because I couldn't sleep. So I got up and went over to the center and had my flashlight with me, and they saw me come in. They started moseying around, checking out some of the materials, and now we found out they're starting to use it.
Once the beavers demonstrate their ability to fend for themselves, Duncan says, she's got a new home already lined up for them.
We have a release site over in Grass Valley. A person has two ponds on 40 acres, so I believe they're going to be quite happy there.
If their natural learning curve isn't too steep, they could be settling in by the end of April. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.